We're going live, so hold on.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve a child and you can't make a run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to Network Radio, and yes, we did change the name. And I tell you what, we're back after a long break and everything. We did got Russell here with us tonight, and Virgil's here tonight. So how you doing, brothers?
I'm hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Well, Ron called in, so we're gonna bring him on here in just a bit. And I'd like to do a shout out to Miss Sahara, the TCMA militias out there, to my friend Mr. Mega Ed, who's listening in. for the first time in a long time. So anyway, brothers, tell me what's going on with you. It's been a while.
Oh, the same old thing, man. Working, watching, trying to see where things are going right now. It's about it over here. Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I am happy as Hunter Biden with a fresh eight ball. I tell you what, all of this stuff that's going on right now, I love it. I love it. They're ready to burn Jackson Hewitt and H&R Block completely to the ground. People got them W-2s in, and they done went to filing thinking they're going to get that big, big money, and all of a sudden, the big bomb drops. You got to pay back your stimulus and your unemployment. So there. And they got some people that ain't getting jack back, and they are rich. I'm serious, man. I am serious. They got black dudes just breaking up with fat chicks all over America right now because they were expecting those big income tax checks to put the rims on the cars. But they ain't getting it. They ain't getting it. They got to go find another sugar mama. So, boy, I swear, if you had a feather up your ass right now, Russell, we'd both be tickled to death.
Well, I can prove what Virgil's saying because my roommate's son went to file his taxes yesterday, and he's been on unemployment for quite some time, and I kept trying to tell him, you got to pay this back. Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. Okay. So he went down yesterday and filed. Guess what? He got a shock. He had to pay all that money back. He was expecting at least $5,000. He was lucky he got $2,000. You know? So, you know, we try to tell you all, you have to pay that money back at the end of the year.
And,
oh, no, you're lying.
And Kamala has just set camel toe. Kamala, camel the hoe. Miss knee pad champion of the United States, she has set the entire state of West Virginia on fire with her little interview telling people that, oh, well, when we shut the coal mines down, you can go get some other jobs. And we're gonna reclaim the United States government's gonna reclaim the coal mines. You know, they're going to use that BLM shit again, you know, Bureau of Land Management. And there's going to be a shitload of people that's going to be out of work over there. So my advice to if you want to get some cheap moonshine in about the next 6 months, head to West Virginia. There's going to be plenty of it.
Yep. You know, and I was going to respond with what you were saying, too, is that a lot of the Native Americans are all pissed off, too, in case you haven't seen what was going on with that. I mean, he's pissing everybody off that voted for him, and even the suburban, people.
Well, Joseph,
so this is,
Russell, Ron, Hurricane Ann, Sierra, I told y'all 1,001 times, nothing was going to take place until this asshole started taking stuff away from the American people. When you start taking people's materialistic possessions away from them and they go to losing stuff, well, I'm going to tell you what, they are going to put themselves in a position of they're in a no-win situation, so they have nothing to lose. So this is gonna turn out good. We coming up on a hell of a party. We coming up on a hell of a party, Gunny. Grab the CO2 extinguishers. Grab the CO2 extinguishers. Grab the bucket. Grab the chow heaters and everything else. Fill them up with beer. Hit them with the fire extinguishers, and let's sit back and listen to the PR-77. Put some rock and roll music on, and let's watch the party, brother, because it's coming.
Right. hey, Sierra wants to come on, so I'm going to bring her on and everything. So we'll bring her on real quick, and we'll bring Ron on. So we haven't heard from Sierra in a long time. Hey, sweetheart, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Howdy, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Can you hear
good,
me?
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Yeah,
hi.
We're hello, good. Hello to my number one fan out there. Hello, Sierra. Love you, darling.
Yes, I love you, too. You're my favorite. So what are you guys talking about? I just tuned in.
Oh, we're talking about you know, we got front tickets to the front row to the end of all society in America. It's about to break down. It's circling the drain, and we're icing down the beer, and we're gonna put on some Vietnam era rock and roll music. You know, Vietnam was a long war, but it did have the best soundtrack. Okay.
Yes.
So we're gonna do that, and we're gonna just watch everything. We're gonna just watch all of these people run around like a bunch of kids on the playground, chickens with their heads cut off, and go to screaming and hollering, "Why is this happening? Why is this happening?"
Oh, yep. My favorite.
My
favorite stunt so far this week. In case y'all didn't hear about it. Camel Toe Harris has informed the White House staff that when she walks into a room, they are to rise.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
When she walks into a room, they are supposed to rise.
Well, Joe, oh Lord, Russell. When she, if they do, if they all, you know, that the reason for that, they all rise. That way, when she hits her knees, she's at the perfect angle. She's got a good trajectory. Okay.
Why they're throwing those pillows on the floor?
She doesn't want them all
right
underneath, so that's how she got to where she's at.
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't got an endorsement from Nike yet.
Right. Man. So, anyhow, I tell you what, though, we called the shots on this, you know, and it's just like, you know, Intel has been quiet on a lot of things, and everything is cooking up. Biden's pushing the military like a bully. He's going to keep pushing the military like he is. He's going to piss them off here pretty soon. I'm seeing that big time.
You can see they're scared to death. I mean, they're wanting a permanent wall around the White House and the Capitol building and all of this, mm-hmm. and full-time military armed guards around there, you know, but mm-hmm. hey, you know, walls down on the border don't help, and you keeping a gun in your house doesn't help you. But look at what they're doing. Okay.
Well, you got to look at it like this. They are absolutely terrified. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of God got put into them. Okay. And then turned around, and these multi-billionaire hedge fund guys who manipulate the stock market day in and day out got their asses
mm-hmm.
handed to them on a platter. Lost $91 billion last week. They had a couple of them on different shows here and there. Boo-hoo it. Oh, I've lost everything. And da-da-da-da-da. One thing or another. And you know what? How they need help. And you know what? We should help them. I would strongly suggest sending them a check for $600 a piece. And because you know what? That's the magic number right there.
All right.
They pissed off the coal industry. They managed to piss off the unions already with the shutdown of the secondary leg of the XL pipeline. What it's going to take now, instead of that oil moving through there, it's going to take thousands of tractor trailers thousands of railroad tank cars to move that same oil, and it is nowhere near as safe as pipeline.
Russell, on that, guess who owns that railroad, who has the majority stock in that railroad and them rail cars that are coming out of Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, owns it. Guess Warren Buffett.
Yeah, yep. Buffett.
Okay.
And,
now, the Keystone,
here's
Pipeline. Okay.
Before you get off on the tangent there, brother, here's another one I love. Joe Biden comes out and says, we're going to turn the government fleet into electric vehicles. Well, right the day before he made that announcement, guess who ran out and bought $1 billion worth of stock of Tesla?
Hello?
Pelosi. Yep.
Pelosi pisses off everybody, darling.
Well, I mean, Biden also pissed off the farmers because he diverted Trump's farm aid for $30 billion, and he's not giving the aid to the farmers anymore. He's sending it towards climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just FYI, that Keystone Pipeline was shut down because, you see, to transport oil through a pipeline, it would cost about $10 a barrel. When you have to transport it by rail car, it costs you $30 a barrel. Okay? And guess who charges the oil companies for that? Warren Buffett. So this new Green Deal and all of this, they're not going to lose all that money. Warren Buffett's not going to lose all that money. This new Green Deal, this is just a smokescreen to tank the economy and just turn everything upside down is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Definitely.
Here in Texas, where we refine, I don't know, a large majority of the crude oil in the United States. I don't know what it's done anywhere else, but here in Texas, since January the 20th, when Biden was inaugurated, the price of gasoline has gone up 20 to 30 cents per gallon in what, 12 days? And diesel is now at 240 a gallon.
$2.40? Let me give you a correction on that. I just shot this tank, one tank full on this Mac today, at $2.69 a gallon. Plus, I had to pay $3 a gallon for the diesel emission fluid, for 15 gallons of diesel emission fluid. That's just one tank.
$3.50 a gallon for diesel in New Mexico right now.
You know, it's just crazy. And they've already put forth the commission on the Supreme Court. We told y'all they were going to stack it. Oh, no, we're not going to do anything like that. Oh, no. They're trying to figure out how to stack the Supreme Court now. D.C. has completely lost their mind. And if nobody minds, I'd like to take a minute. I've been pretty hard on the Q-tard and the Anon people here lately, all right, as far as their absolute ignorance to what was really going on and the fact that they bought into a NSA psyop. But to be fair, you know, because Gunny is fair and balanced, I've got a bone to pick with the Patriots now. All we heard was this, that, for the last year. Oh, I will stand on my oath, da-da-da, and all that. And let me tell you, these motherfuckers have run off and hid like Donald Trump himself. These fuckers have disappeared into the woodwork, man. It's just absolutely flabbergasting. We're back to the same old people that have always stood on their oath and always done the hard work. That everybody that joined in the last year or so are gone, disappeared. Oh my God, they're going to come for us. I'm going to say this one time, and I don't really give a flying fuck who it pisses off, all right? We had this battle won. This battle was won. And Donald J. Trump stuck his tail between his legs and fucking run. Donald J. Trump is a fucking coward. Donald J. Trump is not going to do anything else. There's not going to be some big third party come along. The Republicans themselves are going after the Tea Party. Y'all really believe it in this bullshit. Walk up, stand in front of the mirror, and beat yourself profusely about the head and ears for being abundantly ignorant. Okay? It's right. It sounds a nut cut that, yes, they promised they're going to come for it, and they're going to. They've already started. Some of the rest they've made out there is just nuts. And it's only going to get worse. They've been emboldened by this, and Donald J. Trump quit on it. He's a fucking coward. Okay, done with Rand.
Hey, I'm going to bring Ron on. He's been on hold for a while, so let's bring him on here. Hey, Ron, what's up, brother?
Well, how's it going?
Back. It's been a while. Oh, good, good. So you've been hearing what's going on and everything. What is your input?
Well, first of all, I never got into TuneIn, ever. I thought it was blind faith in the something, you know what I mean? It just wasn't for me. And I didn't buy into it and whatnot. Even if Donald J. Trump could do something, he's only one person against a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, we're not hiding in North Idaho. We don't fuck up. That's it. We're welcome to come up here into our fucking mountains and try to play fucking games with us. It's not going to go well for him. And there's hundreds of thousands of us.
I was talking about all those big groups like the Proud Boys and this group and that group and all that kind of stuff. They have disappeared off the planet.
Oh, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Those old militia boys, Ron, we ain't going nowhere. Just come on up here
right.
And fuck around and find out whenever you feel like it.
Yep, I agree. And you're right. And I've seen that too, where a lot of people that were talking for the big game over the last couple of years booked it and ran. You're right.
Yep.
That did happen. But well, up here, we're not doing that. We're waiting patiently and preparing and doing what we got to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At least, Ron, in Louisiana, we got our own Air Force. We do have
right.
our own Air Force. They're called mosquitoes.
Nice. I didn't collect any unemployment or get stimulus money, so I guess I'm fortunate
yeah.
on that one. I've been working the whole time, but I'm self-employed, so I never shut down, and I told everybody I wasn't going to shut down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I remodel houses and stuff like that, so I never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I guess I'm on the upper end of that one. I don't have to pay back no money, but I am still waiting on my federal tax return they owe me money on.
Right.
And I'm probably never going to see it.
But, well, we're laughing because we warn people about this, about, you know, when you draw unemployment, you got to pay all that back, including the stimulus, and we got called liars about it and everything. And it's like, you know, we try to tell my roommate's son about all that. He's like, oh, you're full of shit. I go, all right, we'll find out. Well, yesterday he went and did his taxes and he found out. Like Virgil said.
Right.
Like Virgil said.
Well, I think that.
Busted people ain't getting shit back either, you know.
Well, I think, and I might be wrong about this, I don't know, but I think what we're going to start seeing here is constitutional states breaking away and not following Joe Biden and Harris's bullshit and the one world government agenda and stuff like that. And I think that is going to lead into the conflicts because they're going to say, well, you're either going to follow it or we're going to come for you.
Right. And here's the thing. I
can tell you this. If Texas decides to go, I'm right next door to them. I'm westbound down I-10. I guarantee you.
I'm just about eight hours away from Texas, so
Idaho as a whole is actually a very constitutional state, and we have some pretty good legislators and stuff like that. But our governor is a pussy and a coward. And I'm hoping that before that comes down to it, that we get the lieutenant governor in as governor because she's actually a strong constitutionalist, and we get rid of that piece of shit governor that we have. Because if they threaten him, he's going to tuck tail and be like, yes, whatever they want, right? But the rest of us in the state are not going to go along with that. You know what I mean?
Well,
but it would be nice to have a governor that's
kind of what we have. That's kind of what we have here in Texas too, Ron. Texans have had enough of all of it, but we've also had enough of our governor. He's proved to be weak, unable to lead in the crisis, untrustworthy, and he rolls around at the same height as Kamala Harris does when she's on her knees. So that tells you anything.
The thing is, Ron, not to blow our own horn or anything like that. You know, we were glad to go do it, but you see, when the hurricanes hit down there in Texas, if it wouldn't have been for the Cajun Navy, a whole lot of people in Texas would be in a lot of worse shape than what they in now.
Yep.
But here's the thing, you know, the perfect ingredient that we're seeing in all this, and that's why I told you to show the way I did. You know, right now we're seeing this new strand of virus fixing to pop up. And I said months ago there would be a new strand, and we're going to call it COVID-20. And what that's going to do is it's going to finish off the economy, the stock markets, and the farmers. You know, and
yes, I can tell you this from my end of the COVID pandemic hoax, whatever you want to call it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Exl-4 alcohol, which is a 99.4% alcohol, is in real bad shortage right now. ExxonMobil in Baton Rouge, they are about to blow the plant up making this stuff. The 99.900% pharmaceutical alcohol, that's in greater demand and greater shortage. I work for Hennep Transportation out of Baton Rouge. We're 10 minutes away from Exxon, and we are rolling trucks out of there all over the country, and they're using this stuff to make the coronavirus and the coronavirus test. So this stuff here is a hot commodity. So, it's just when I go to Exxon, I'm behind. You know, if my appointment time, my load appointment time is 11:30 in the morning, I better show up there at 6 o'clock, because at 6 o'clock there's going to be five trucks ahead of me, and it takes time to do the paperwork and a certificate of analysis and everything else. By 12:30, 1 o'clock, I'm under the rack getting loaded. So that just shows you how much that this is playing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what, if you got a tanker truck, look into hauling some alcohol. Find you a distributor of 99.900 or 99.4, and I guarantee you'll make a hell of a lot of money.
But no, this is the perfect ingredient to destroy what's left of the economy, you know, because we're seeing that take place, you know, with this new strand of COVID in South Africa that's coming in and everything. So what's going to happen after that? Well, you know, like Virgil said many times, the money's going to be worthless. They're going to switch to this one.
Well, and, you know, the thing is, Joseph, is, you know, for years now we've told people just because Trump's in office, don't get complacent, right? I've heard you guys say it.
Right.
We've been saying it up here all along, too. And I don't feel bad for anybody who gets caught off guard on this bullshit because, you know what? They got complacent. They got lazy. And they've been telling everybody for years that you need to get ready for all the shit that's coming. And if they can be smart enough to listen to the advice and get it complacent and think it's never going to go bad, well, then that's their problem. You know what I mean?
That's right, Ron. That's right. You exactly want to. I concur 100%. You might as well treat this situation like a woman that don't want to have sex with Kobe Bryant or Mike Tyson. Kick and scream all you want, motherfuckers. It's going to happen.
Well, you know, we're probably the first airway people to start sounding these kind of warnings and stuff like that. But there was somebody who called this about 600 years ago. Mm-hmm. His name was Nostradamus. And his words, his exact words were, "A plague shall fall down upon the world. After, a feeble man shall rule the Western world with a Jezebel. The people will be damaged and subjugated by a fool ruler. The great evil shall suffer and fall."
Guess who the Jezebel is?
Yeah. Well, and then also the Bible predicted things that are going to be coming up here, you know, a long time ago. And it's just the way it is. But people have been sounding warnings all along, you know, and people don't want to listen, and that's their own damn fault, you know.
Ron,
the writing was on the wall. Okay. Dan Bangio. I hope I'm saying his last name right. Okay. 19 minutes into his presidency, Washington Post, "Let the impeachment begin." And it went on and on. Fake dossiers, fake this, tearing down a Supreme Court judge, his family, everything. You know, and that's what pisses me off the most. That's what got me pissed the most. You see, as far as President Trump, as far as Donald Trump, okay, he was president. He knew the score when he got in there. He knew there was going to be backlash. He knew there was going to be criticism. He knew there was going to be harassment and hatred. Okay? But they crossed the line when they started terrorizing his family, his son, and his wife. You know, there's certain lines you don't cross. There's certain lines in the sand that you just do not cross. And they crossed every one of them.
Well, Virgil, that's for normal, decent people. That doesn't apply to politicians. And I no longer give two fucks about Donald J. Trump. I will repeat this again. We had victory at hand. All he had to do was have the ball to pull the trigger. All right?
Yep.
And he didn't do it.
Oh, I agree with you 1,000% on that, brother. I agree with you 1,000%.
And what people need to stop doing, and I see it all day long. Oh, well, you know, Republicans, we're going to take the House back. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Republicans good. Democrats bad. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. After what happened on the election, November the 6th, there will never be another free and honest election in this country. And your fucking heroes, the Republicans, were just as big a part of what went down as the Democrats were. Y'all need to fucking wake up and understand that neither side works for you or us. Neither side.
Yep. That's right. That is right. You know, just I'm glad you brought that up, Russell. I'm glad you brought that up, Russell, because the other night, that's right. Okay. The other night, I was in the truck, in the sleeper, got on the movie channel, and I was watching Battle of the Bulge. And one of the things that always amazed me about the Battle of the Bulge was the German infiltrators that dressed up like American soldiers and created all that havoc. What you'd seen when that election came down and everything about it, you didn't see rhinos. You saw Democrats infiltrating as Republicans. That's what you saw. That's what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
They're infiltrators. They run under the Republican ticket, but they want all of this dirt and everything else with the Democrats. You see, poor Marjorie, mm-hmm. I got to give it to her, the girl. She's hanging in there. I mean, they're going after her worse than they went after Trump. They're trying to get her ass out of there. They don't want no part of her.
And here's the thing about Marjorie.
She's fighting them tooth and nail.
Oh, yeah. And she just raised almost $200,000 for her defense fund and everything. But
well,
she's a good friend of ours. She's been on our show many times.
The bad thing about Marjorie is, okay, she needs to slow her roll. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just like in the Patriot. Okay, she's trying to go in an open field, muzzle to muzzle, with the opposing force. All right,
mm-hmm.
That's going to get you nowhere. What she needs to do, she needs to step back, look at her position, look at her strength, evaluate her weaknesses, and she needs to go for the flanks on these
mm-hmm.
people. She needs to play their game, but to her benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but everything you're saying, Virgil, is irrelevant. People understand the government doesn't work anymore. It's been completely taken over. The election system's been completely defrauded. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. I don't give a fuck who your hero is in Washington, D.C. All right? If they're any kind of an American patriot, they're not going to be there long.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. But you got to respect
what they're doing
courage.
Now, guys.
You got to respect a fighter. You got to respect a fighter, Russell. You got to respect
a
fighter.
I know Marjorie very well. That's a woman. You can do anything to her you want to, but don't fuck with her family. That's the one thing you don't want to do.
Well, the thing about it, though, is anybody who's left in there.
She will fight back.
Anybody who's left in there that's a constitutionalist and is willing to stand up and fight, they are going to target. And they're going to push out, including other Republicans are going to target them and push them out, too. How many Republicans turned into a turncoat during this last election? We saw how many coward
mm-hmm.
Republicans were actually in there, you know, that turned their backs on the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they switched sides right off the get-go. It didn't take much
mm-hmm.
of a push at all. You know, so if there's anybody left in there that's an active fighter and constitutionalist, they're going to be pushed out and targeted. It's just the way
mm-hmm.
it is. Russell's right.
And that's what they're doing
now. I mean?
That's what they're doing now. You know? And look what you're doing, guys. They've already marked us as terrorists. And they're already getting the FEMA camps already set up. And everything. My friend Mo Dell, we've had him on the show. He was reporting yesterday that there's body bags being set up in these FEMA camps already and stuff. You know, so they're going to come after us sooner or later.
Well, the thing is, what they're going to do, they're going to start using laws like a coroner's hold when this new strain of virus that they've invented, when they convince people that it's oh so deadly in this, what they're gonna do is they're gonna start using the coroner's hold thing as a measure to quarantine people in these camps. They're gonna call it a quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. And if you don't agree with them politically, lawfully, or any other way, or even as so much as badmouth them, they're going to be trying to put you in those camps.
Yep. And they're going to use those guillotines they got in there. They'll chop your head off.
Well, I don't know. Best advice I got for people is get ready.
That's what they got to do. That's what those guillotines are for, and those 20,000 coffins they got lined up for. They've been prepared for this. You know, they've been prepared.
Well,
but,
they ain't chopping nothing here. I can tell you this right now. I'll go with the Allah Akbar way out.
Yeah.
I'll go with the Allah Akbar way out. Yep.
Yep. You're not loading my ass on a box thing with a bus.
No.
But you know, we've warned about this for years, and it's just frustrating when you tell people and they call you liars and stuff. So here we are. Virgil said it. Russell said it. You said it a few times. I said it. The Christians said it. I mean, we've all have been sounding the alarms out there, and people still don't want to. They don't want to see it. They refuse to. You know, till it's too late. When it's too late, then it's already almost too late now.
Well, and you know, people said, "Oh no, the American people won't let that happen." Well, crap. Have you been listening to them? They're in full support of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, that's like when LSD was shouting, "Hey, let's put them all in an education camp. Let's see if we can get all these Trump supporters, you know, brainwashed." Just like, how can you brainwash somebody that's never been brainwashed? You know?
Wow.
Oh, God. You know, so. And that is actually. That's actually an act of war crime on her part for saying that, and that she should be impeached. You know, crimes against humanity. Am I wrong or?
I don't know definitely to the point of what is going to happen, but I can, like I said, it's going to be a hell of a party. It's going to be a hell of a party.
Well, that's like I've been chatting with regular listeners, and he stated this. I'm going to put it out to you. He said, March the 4th, we'll decide the fate of our nation. That's going to be big.
I'm looking like this. Okay. You know, like Ron said, you know, you're going to see a fraction. You're going to see states fracture away or try to fracture away. Then you're going to see the organizational, the tribal thing come up. There's going to be these factions popping up, and you're going to have the white supremacist faction. You're going to have the black militant faction. You're going to have the Latino faction, which they're going to have a name so long you can't pronounce, just like the motorcycle gangs that they have. Okay.
Right.
You know, they're going to be, you know, the Latinos, they're going to have them low riders, you know, where they can bounce with a 50 caliber machine gun and they can hit every goddamn thing. Okay. But, and you're going to have the Southern separatists, and you're going to have them lunatics, God's chosen lunatics down in Texas that are going to, you know, they're going to, you got a bunch of them that are diehard Sam Houston followers and, you know, worshipers, and they're going to be screaming, "Remember the Alamo again," and it's gonna be hell to pay. It's gonna be hell to pay. I can tell you what. Because if Lieutenant Colonel Alan West gets in that governor's mansion, which I hope and pray that he does, because I'm gonna tell everybody this. If it would have come down between Donald Trump and Alan West for president, but a Republican ticket, Alan West would have got my vote. Hands down. But that's who I'm looking at the next Texas governor, is Alan West. Hopefully. God willing, and the creek don't rise.
We got Sarah Huckabee running for governor up in Arkansas. You know. So we'll just have to see. But it's like Flycatch. I didn't know this. But Flycatch made a statement. I'm going to read it. And it says March 4th is the actual date of the actual presidential inauguration. And I thought we already had that. So what do you guys think of that? Because that's going to decide our fate.
I don't know who's going to run in Louisiana. Thank God this is John Bel Edwards' last term. Thank God we're getting rid of it. But I don't know who's coming in to replace him. I don't know what or who.
I don't know what you're listening to on the March 4th stuff there, Joseph, but the inauguration happened. Trump quit. He ran like a bitch. Biden is the president. They're going to continue to tear down the country, tear it apart. As you'll notice, anytime Biden is out in public away from the White House, his Chinese handler is right there close. There is nothing going to happen. There is no fucking plan. I wish you motherfucking people would get off of that bullshit and come to grips with the fact that the only plan is you better be ready to fucking fight when they come for you. You better have some people that are going to fight next to you, because that's the only thing that's left. And if you don't think these Democrats meant every word they said about accountability for these people, and restricting anti-domestic terrorism laws that they're working on now and stuff like that, that's going to make over half the country friggin'
Look at how they're already been part of the military now that are Trump supporters. They're going to vent them all out.
Yep, you're exactly right, Russell. There is no plan, and the sooner people come to grips with that, the sooner they can strap on their boots and step up and start getting ready to stand up as patriots and whatnot, because they are going to be top. And that's a fact.
The only plan that's being enacted right now is the plan to have you living on your fucking knees rather than dying on your feet. That is the only plan that's in place. That's the only plan these people have in place. They don't give a damn about you. They don't give a damn about what you want. They don't give a damn about what you need. It's all about what they say you're going to believe, and it's all about what they say they're going to give you. Because everything they give you, they'll be able to take away from you at any time. You think it's bad now?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, wait till they start the microchipping. That's gonna come next. Right after their digital money, you're gonna get microchips. Am I wrong?
Who's gonna get microchipped? You?
Not me. What? No. Not me. I ain't getting microchipped. I guess they're gonna
secretly do it when they anally swab your ass. The anal swab. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's the new one. Did you hear about that, Russell? You gotta bend over and get anal swab for COVID now.
I was Mark facing that. I don't know what to think. this stuff already gone beyond stupid, and the cowardice of the American people in general never fails to astonish me. People running around getting these say, oh, shot, yes, give me the vaccine. I guarantee you, by summer, end of summer, you're going to start seeing the side effects of this shit.
Oh, hey, brother. I can take you right there to Ochsner Hospital in Plaquemine. They've had 30 people that have gone and got this fucking vaccine shit and had their children vaccinated against this shit, and they're ending up in the emergency room with fever over 101, 102. They got to give them the concentrated Gatorade, Kool-Aid in the IV bag in the arm to get the fever to break, because it's giving them a blood infection.
Well, for the record, I will not be doing anal swabs.
Yeah, well, check this out. Our friend Karen Bodini, we've had her on the show, that's running for governor here in Mexico. Her father ended up in at the Carlsbad Hospital after getting the vaccine and everything, and he ended up going into the emergency room, and they refused to see him and sent him home. So, because the tech that worked there kept telling him, well, the hospital's full, we can't see him right now, so we'll send him home. Well, no sooner than Karen got her dad home, he started getting really worse. So they called the paramedics, and the paramedics came over and looked him over and said, we got to get him over to the hospital now and everything, because his heart was hard and everything was failing. So so she told the paramedic, well, the hospital's full, because they told me that they will not see him. And so they were like, who the hell told you that? The hospital is not full. We're going to take him over there right now. So she told him and everything. Well, now the hospital's in hot water because that man almost died. Not just him, but a bunch of others that were turned away yesterday. So what does that tell you?
Well, that's just like when my son went to Baton Rouge General. That's like when my son went to Baton Rouge General to get that stent put in his leg. He had 100% blockage in his right leg. And I mean, he was suffering. He was suffering bad. And they went in with the angioplasty and they put the stent in his leg. And I was on the road and I called my wife and asked her how he was doing and all of this. Well, they wouldn't let her up in the room. They would just let one person at a time, blah, 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 all this bullshit. And I said, how many ambulances you seeing rolling in and out of there bringing COVID people in? She said, I ain't seen a one. And then she called me back. She said, he's out of surgery now and everything else. He said they had two ambulances come in here. One was a gunshot victim and one was a traffic accident.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time she was there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It is. It is pure bullshit, you know. I told Karen, I go, you need to have that tech put under investigation and sue the fuck out of the hospital. Because they almost killed her dad. You know, so. But, oh, yeah. It's bullshit. So, anyhow, you know, but I don't know, man. I mean, things are going to get worse. And it's going to get much worse. You know, Biden signing those executive orders and being a dictator that he is. And, you know, and everything. So, but I don't know. I was going to say, like Virgil will say before we got on the air, we told you so.
Hey, guys. I got to blast off, man. I got an early day tomorrow. We'll see you
all
guys
righty,
on
brother.
Thursday. Ron, good hearing your voice again, brother.
Good
keep your powder dry and your head on the swivel, and we'll catch y'all later. Good night, America.
All right,
Russell, just before you go, Russell, Did you end up beating somebody to death? You ride man to death and leaving him out in the field, or what? Did you run him off, or what? We didn't get the whole story.
That fucker's history. He got his feelings hurt. I told him, I said, how long have you said you've been doing this? He goes, I've been surveying for 25 years. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, wherever you got that shit buried in the backyard, you need to dig that shit up, make sure you bring it with you from now on. And he got all butt hurt and shit. And he called the boss, and the boss called me, and our boss is a woman. Trisha called me, and she goes, what's this guy's problem? I said, the problem is he works here. She says, okay, it's handled. And that was the end of it for him.
So in other words, if he's been doing this 25 years, there's some people with some fucked up property lines, huh?
Let me tell you, man. I got nothing, brother. I really do. I got nothing, man. Just a fucking waste of skin. We got way too much of that in America, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway,
well, I'll tell you what.
Brother. Love y'all. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Be careful.
All right.
In touch.
Yeah,
I gotta
I'm going
to
go inside.
Guys.
I'm fixing
right.
to go inside and get me some supper. I'm at the
yep.
PE
right.
in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And Sierra, if you're still on, darling, love you, baby. Love you. Appreciate you coming on. Nice hearing your voice, sweetheart.
She had to go back to work, so but she said she loved us all. So. But anyway, we'll be back Thursday night and everything and stuff. And like I was telling Ron earlier, you know, we need some new conspiracy theories because we proved all the other ones. So if y'all come up with any little stuff. So anyway, we'll go ahead and
sign off.
You guys
have a great evening. Good talking.
GT, brother.
All right, Ron.
We'll talk to you later. All you guys at TCMA, thank you all for coming in. And to your friend, Mr. Mega Ed, thank you for listening in, too. So anyway, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll be back Thursday. You be careful after, Rural.
I sure will. Good night,
all
Jesse,
right.
wherever you are.
Tall and screw up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.